sorry, the Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. In the last week, I was talking in the Indian of Tfilin. I'm going to ask you, what does Tfilin have to do with our avoided this week? Parshas Kisava, Itafera, El. So first of all, the thought came to me. It says in Sefer Yetzirah, Yedua, that the Eivishter was Tsar, he created the Sula Ba'olam, the Elul Bashono, the Yad Smoil B'Nefesh. Every month of Yud Beis Chodesh Hashana corresponds to a different part of the body, and Elul corresponds to the Yad Smoil, the left hand. You don't got to be a genius in Tikkun Hazayir. Yad Smol obviously refers to Yad Keya, which is called Yoina Kadisha, the Holy Dove, which refers to Malchus, Shechina Kadisha, which refers to Tfilin Shel Yad, number one. Number two, you may remember from last week's Parsha, Yisaitze L'Mucham Alevecha, as we discussed in the Eitz Hara. So it says, B'Shavi Yisashivyoi, U'Boch Sal Aviyo Val Ima, Yerech Yom. Which Yerech Yom and which month is U'Boch Sal that a person is asik and tshuva and tefillah, etc., is the chodesh el yerech elu. You don't got to be a genius to work out yerech elu is gimatria yerech yomim meinich the pasuk lashon pasuk yerech yomim is gimatria 318. Are you with me? Hello. Yeah. What is 318 gimatria? Shevet God. I bet you didn't know that. And we know that Yud Beis Chodesh Hashana correspond, and discussed countless times, right, to Yud Beis Shiftiko. And the tribe, the Shevet, that's Shayach, the Elul, is Shevet God. Hello, you with me? What does God got to do with Tfilin? Anybody out there? Put a pasuk b'chumash. Vayar reishis loik, Yishav, before that, what does it say? Baruch marchiv God, v'torav zroya af karkui. And Chazal say in Medrash and various places that when the Shevet God, because they were in Transjordan, and they were the Chalutzei HaMulchoma, they started the whole war, they were the pioneers, the SAS, what are they called, the Special Service, when they would kill the Uyvim, they had a unique, like in every special army has its telltale sign of whatever, they would take the sword and cut off the enemy's head till the Zroya. So if you ever saw a corpse of a Sunni Yisrael decapitated without an arm, left arm, you knew it was the work of Shevet God. Why Shevet God? As was discussed, because Shevet God is miyuchad to the idea of Tfilin, right? And Tfilin is the Zroya and the Katkuit, Torah of Zroya of Katkuit, right? And therefore, they were able to victor over our enemies. Now, when we say that the month of Yerach Yomim refers to Shevet God, Sengi Matria, right? That's why Elul is the Avodah of Tshuva, right? Because you could, since Elul corresponds to Tfilin, that's my basic working assumption today, that El is the avoida of Tfilin. And by Tfilin, the Gemara says in Shabbos, everyone agrees that Tfilin needs a gufnoki. And not only the Gashmias, but the gufnoki is brought in Reb Tzaddik, and Pitzadik means a gufnoki menachet. So if El is the month of Tfilin, and Tfilin needs a gufnoki, therefore El automatically becomes the month of Tshuv. Moreover, says the Bnei Yisrael, there's a principle. That's what Rebbe talks about in Chushit, there are various Svarim HaKadoshim, that when we do a sarusa de lasata, something down here, that affects l'mayim. So when Yidin wear tefillin down here, like Ayid says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, that's ma'oira that the Eibush Tekvayochol l'mayla says, Mika Amchok Yisrael Be'echad Boretz. So we wear tefillin. What do we say in Adam Zviris, right? Pe'eroi olai, u'pe'eri olecho, right? We're our pe'er. The Gemara says, Pe'er chachobash alecha v'yecheskul. Tefillin is called pe'er, right? So our tefillin down here is ma'ir the Eibishter's tefillin, upstairs in heaven, right? And therefore, Bikorid Eli, Bikori Elov. Therefore, as we said last week, the month of El is Dirshu Hashem Bimotso, Ikru Uge Sikorid. It's a month where the Eibishter listens to the tefillahs of Klal Yisroel. And therefore, Chosef Hashem is Zuri HaKotcha, Yivro Chol Ami HaOretz. That is the time where the Eibishter is Megala, his love, and he L'doidi B'doidi Li, towards Klal Yisroel. And that is the idea of, the Gemara says, that a person going to war, if he was Yorei V'rachel Levo, says the Gemara in Soita, I feel it. What's in it? What's the example of a person? Right? He sach ben tefillin shel yad le tefillin shel rosh. He talks between tefillin, which we'll soon discuss. What is the great iniquity? Because there has to be a vados, a clarity, a chlotius, not suffic in here, as we'll discuss. That is the connection of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Dafka at this point, not explaining it. But that is the idea of Shevet God, where he connects to the Zroya and the Katkoit, right? And that brings victory in war, clarity. That's the reason why the Pasuk says, Vayar, those are of Katkoit, Vayar Rishis like Yishav Chelke Tzopun, where was the Chelik of Shevet God, Dafka in Eivar Yarden, because he wanted Shav Chelke Tzmachoykik, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Choykik, with a clarity, with. But everyone else, after they went there to Yisrael, suddenly there's the Sveikis, these Kalvachumers, these Ever Shabbos are forgotten, and you needed Asniel Ben Kanaz to come to Mephalpel and Her. By Moshe, there's clarity. Who else, a great biblical personality, comes from Shevet God? Anyone out there? Eliyahu Novi? Hello? And we say by Eliyahu Novi, Tishbi, Tareis, Kushius, Vabayis, that. Whatever it is, a suffix, the Gemara has Shabbat, very all over Shabbat. Kishayovi Elio, because Elio is clarity, not Sveikis, not Pilpulin. And that is the Bechina of Elio, the Bechina of Moshe. That is Shevet God kosher to it, right? Because there's no hefsik between the Maisa and the Machshava and the thought. Fascinating question, my dear, sweet, holy brother, Ayin Tois. We could talk about it for hours. If you want to have a sefer about 1,000 pages, all about Eliyahu Hanavi, and you will find all the various opinions. Right now, he's from Shevet God. My purpose is the vision. We can talk about it some other time. Okay, you got my drift. And therefore, Elul is a time for Kabbalah Tfilis, because that's what Tfilin Tuzuf. It says in Sfarim, Kadmoin, in time of Rami Rutenberg, one of the reasons why Tzoyakim Bein and then in Betfilah is because people's Tfilin are pasul rachman l'shal, and therefore it's put in all the sfarim akdeish and matafrayim. The minig Yisrael akshayrim is when noyeg in the month of El to check tefillin and mezuzas, because tefillin and tefillo, you don't gotta be a genius to work out. Rabbi Bachariah said this already. Whatever, it comes from the same root word, and Kabbalah sat tefillo depends on the mitzvah of tefillin. Hello. Which is, you can remember around it, it's in Sforim, Roish plus Yad is Gimatria Tefillah. Which, by the way, gives us another reason. Everyone has to kash it, Chaim, everybody. What hand do you put your tefillin on? Last time I checked, Yad Ke, the weaker hand. Yad Smol. And generally the principle is, everything in Yiddishkeit should always be done Terechta. Smol is always Din. So why do we put on tefillin on the left hand? So one of the answers is because it says in Pasuk, "Bamayim lemchoimo, miminim umismol." Miminim refers to Torah, which was given biyamin, miminim eishdas lamay, and smolam refers to tefillah. So tefillah is avoda of Yitzchok, midas hadin, mimatul maila, asher, alkein. Tefillah is connected to smol, and since tefillah and tefillah are synonymous, right? And granted, they're interesting. There is a levush in Rechaim and Siman Nulches, where he says a person, for whatever reason, he didn't have tefillin available, and he had a daven shachris without tefillin, al kaponim, later when he puts his tefillin, he should also say a mizmor, say tachnunim, should betach ois for something. So the lechem chamudis, the brachas, and the rosh, yes, what? Tefillin is a separate independent mitzvah. Normally we daven with tefillin. If you can't daven with tefillin, why is there a purpose when you put on the tefillin? because the ikur of the Kabbalah satfila is through the tefillin, and if you weren't able to daven with tefillin, al kopanim, do it later. There's actually a Zohar HaKadosh, which says on the pasuk, kihu ksusay levado, hisim losay le'oyrei, ksusa levado, he, ksusa is the hay of the yatkeya, the extra hay, right? That is the hay in kihi ksusa, with the hay. He simlosai le'oyro, that is the symbol for the oyer of the tefillin. V'hoya ki yitzchak elai, if you cry out to the Eibishter, v'shamati gichanan oni, the Eibishter will listen. The Teres Chaim from the Kosovo said, what's that? V'shamahoya, v'shem simcha, that when a person is wearing tefillin, because the pasuk is tefillin, then v'shamati gichanan on the Eibishter will hear our tefillin. The Pashto, Derech Agav, the reason for this is there's a whole Meshechochon. By the Beis HaMikdash, it says, V'hoyu einai v'libi sham kol hayom. Einai refers to the Hashkocha of the Eibishter. Libi refers to the Ava of the Eibishter to Knesset Yisrael. Right? And therefore, Keneged, einai v'libi, you have the Tzilin Shel Yad, which is Keneged Halev. And the tefillin shel Rosh, Lutfei Tofais, which is Keneged Ashkocha Protis, which, by the way, Asher Alkein says in Sfarim, Mech Chochma says, how many batim are there in the tefillin shel Rosh? Four. Because there are different madregas in Ashkocha, Tzadikim, Azoyin. When it comes to tefillin shel Yad, Keneged Alev, which is the Avo of the Eibishter to call Yisrael, on that all Yidin are Lech. So when a person puts on tefillin, he's Me'ur, the Eibishter putting on tefillin, his tefillas are niskabel, and therefore the Zohar HaKadosh says wearing tefillin is like being in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a miniature, it's your own personal Beis HaMikdash that protects a person. And remember when it says that Yankov Avinu sent Malachim Mamish, where did these Malachim come? Say the Sfar Makvejim from the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore the klippis, the evil, Esav, Yishmael, all there, it's so relevant today. Their unika comes from the hair. The unique, the moisture, the extra. And therefore, tefillin, which is al hasairis, right? That is misgaber on the powers of evil. Whenever you see Klal Yisrael in Zman Mulchoma, right? And by the way, what is the klippa of Yishmol called? This is relevant today, just anyone out there? I discussed it 100 times. You ever heard the expression, svochin of aksin betelim v'tolim? The Arizal, hello. You have it Friday night. You fear the chesudah, yeah. Hello. Tzvochin aksin. Esav is tzvocho, and Yishmael is akso. Hello. Why are people looking at me? Oh, you went to Jerusalem. It's a city in yeah. And they have like the base of turf of the Rishoyim Arurim. It's called Al Aksa, because the klippa of Aksa is the klippa of Yishmael. By the way, just because it's Nagel in your name, Torah the Idna Magna Masel. Hello? By the way, if you add, how many Nesiim were there in Yud Beis Nesiim of Yishmael? 12. And how every klippa is the Esther Kisrin the Nisavusa. If you add Yishmael to 120, you get the Gematria Aksa. Hello? Which is Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph. 571. Work it out. Use your toes. Zroya and Katkoid is Gematria. 572. One more. So therefore, Dafka, the mitzvah of Tzvillin, which is your testifying. So the Achdus Hashem, you have in your Tzvillin, Shema Yisrael, if you remember, hello? That overrides the powers of Esav and Yishmael. By the way, Derech Agav, Tzvocho. What is the Gematria of Tzvocho? Rabbi Sternberg, where are you when I need you?
109.
Very good. And there's 5 Gvuras of Esav. How much is 5 times 109? 545. And you just told me that Aksa is what? 571. How much is 571 and 545? 1116. In Beis HaKoilim, what do you got? 1118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kayim Hashem Echad, because that is Tefillin. Which, by the way, Derech Agav, how many words are there in the hello in the right? How many Shemas are there in the Tefillin? Each one separate. Rambam, you know, like hello. I'm not talking 21. Very. Right? 21. 21 is 21. Havaya is 26. No, last time I counted? Yeah. Akapana, I have 21 and 21, because I wear two versions. You know, there was once a Jewish shop in South Manchester, so some friar couple didn't know from the head to the toe. They came in because little Johnny was getting bar mitzvahized. So they came and they showed him a pair of tefillin. So he heard the husband tell the wife, sweetheart, do you think Johnny will like the head version or the hand version? Last time I checked it out, we wear both. Hello? And so there's 21 askaras in either. 21 and 21, for any great mathematician in the audience, is 42. And when you wear tefillin, what happens? You arouse, you evoke the Shem Havaya. Hello? And then the pasuk says, "Veroch amnia ores ki Shem Havaya nikra." That you yourself have the Shem Havaya, which is Tamil in you. How much is 42 in 1? 43. Very good. How much is 43 times 26? 1, 1. Very good. 1118. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Asher Alkin. I now understand that the Shem Havaya, the tefillin, is Ma'ur and Nitzachan of Kal Yisrael, whatever, and Kishetel B'chama Levecha, etc., etc. So, tefillin got a lot to do with El, but they, and that's but through tefillin, we have Kabbalah Satfilas, V'chol, V'chol. Now, by the way, I said before, Yerach Yomim, Kolosh Naposuk, is 318, which is Gematria, Shevet God, which is the Shevet of El, 318. What is 318 simply, for a simple guy? What word would you make, 318? How would you write it out? Siach. What is siach another word for? Like per the Gemara in Brochus? Ein siach siach el tefillah. So I read, whose else's name in the Torah? We'll narrow it down for simple people. In Genesis, Horatius. Which personality is Gematria 318? If you don't know this, you should, like, Rashi says, remember, like Avram went to battle, hello, with 318. Say Chazal, who wasn't 318? It was actually one guy by the name of Eliezer Eved Avram, right? With Eliezer, with Gematria, 318. What does Eliezer got to do with El, by the way? Anybody? First of all, no, I've said 1,001 times, just to get it before we begin. I'm just saying this to drive you a bit crazy, and then we'll get into something serious. Eliezer is 318, which is one war, which has been at Tzayach over 317. As Reb Tzadok HaKohen says in Divrei Sofrim, 317 is Gematria Yush. I've said this like a gazillion times, right? Whenever a person falls into Yush, and he's, oh, my Averis, well, how will I ever do tshuva? Like, what, is there any hope for a guy like me? Hello? Always remember Eliezer. You may remember a famous Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph that the Reish Galusa, B'chul D'Rabbanan, were sitting in the Sukkah, and this lady comes and she says, Reish Galusa, B'chul D'Rabbanan, they're sitting in a Sukkah Gezula because the beam was stolen. Right? And what does Reb Nachman say? Tiyato Hizu. She's a kvetcher, a krechzer, a complainer, whatever. A loudmouth woman, right? The ain la ella deme eight simple vat. All she has is the ganav has to pay, the galvan has to pay the cost of the eitzim, but you don't have to dismantle the sukkah sheira. You don't have to dismantle. So when she screams, right? A woman whose gzeida had 318 servants living, yeah, and she cries out, you're not mashgiach on her. Rav Nachman totally dismisses her and whatever. What's going on here in this Shakla Bataria? Says Rav Tzadok, it's a mamish thing. Wow. What did she claim? she thought the Rabbonim, right, who were matter the sukkah, that was a gzeila because there's gzeila, plus shini rishus, and maybe they held like Reb Shimon, Baba Kama, that the gzeila itself plus the shini rishus is it, they acquired it, right? She says, but I am not miyayish. Why am I not miyayish? Because I am the anacle of who? Avram. And Avram has an Eliezer. And when a person knows that Eliezer doesn't abish in the equation, there's one more it's misgaber on, he is never miyayish. There's no yish for him. Rav Nachman says, you got the story upside down here, Revinson. And she's a very learned woman. She knows shittas and Baba Kama. Ober Afal became. The Rabbanan were going to, what happens if a person stole? And the beam, the marriage, is now in the middle of a dining room. And if you're going to take it apart, the whole house will go collapsing. So the Rabbanan, Chazal, were misakin, the Zakonas, Hashavim, there could never be a matzav where Yid is Avud, he's Miyayish, right? And therefore, all Ein La El Dmeitzibul. That is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that is Eliezer Eved Avram, as we will discuss, etc., etc. So when I saw this tefillin, by the way, where does tefillin fit in coming to this week's parsha? Hello, parsha's kisavei, like, you know. V'ro'u kol amei ha'ores kishem avayin nikro lecho, v'yaro mimek. The tefillin has the koyach to bring a pachad in the enemies of Kal Yisrael, the gashmias, the barachnias, and to bring brachas and yeshuas for Kal Yisrael. How do I know? Says the Ramatul Vision, sir. Lecha tzadik levrocho. The words V'ro kol amei ha'orez gishem avayin nikra imateve is gimatria elu tefillin sheberosh imoisis. How do you like that? The tefillin bring fear. And therefore tefillin is called, how does it connect? So it connects to the parasha. How does it connect to the haftar tefillin? Mamish towards the end. The amei kulam tzadikim Yisrael asher b'cha espor. What is the pe'er of the Eibishter? And pe'er is another word for tefillin. Yisrael asher b'cha espor. Why, by the way, parenthetically, are you even called the pe'er, the Russian tef'eres of the Eibishter? So there is a famous Aruch Lachaim who brings from the Magid of Mezrich. It's a very famous word. And he says, Azoy, the Eibishter has Malochim, Srafim, Mephanim, all these like celestial beings flying around. Hello? Yeah? Where does the Eibishter get pleasure? Where does the Eibishter, what's the Pe'er of the Eibishter? Vitiv Eres Loi, Minu Otom, Davka Fana Minch, who is Min Hadom and Adam Elion both. And he has his inner struggles and turbulence, and he overcomes. Mushroom Adobar Daima says the Holy Rabbi Yitzhak Mansara Sashas Khusayan Alainu, a king in his palace, I said this like 1,000 times, gets a bird, a parrot, talking parakeet. And the guy is reciting, I don't know what, the Nelly Melech Balpet. He's like, whatever, yeah? And everyone comes and sees the talking parakeet who's saying Mamish to Gettysburg Address, whatever, God, everyone this book. Shtells of the Shiloh, what's the big deal that the parakeet talks? I got a bunch of parakeets on my shul, everyone's sitting and talking and talking and talking. What's the big deal about talking? What makes it ach? That a person talks is no chiddush. That a bird talks, oh! That malachim are serve the Eibishter with avon yira, that's what they're malachim, that's what they're created for. That yidin with all the nisyonis and all the shverakait in life, right? That is the pair. Pair is lemina odom. So that is tefillin. Tefillin attaches milachim naftoli, as Rashi teaches, to become a tzomet posel, you attach yourself to the Eibishter and you evoke all the brachos, milmaila, kabbalas, tefillas, and shefa, and whatever we need, dafka through tefillin. Which, by the way, let me just tell you a story which always hit me. Reb Itzigel from Pshvorsk, from Antwerp, he said that when he was a little boy, it was time for bar mitzvah, he was sent to the Dibri Yecheskel. Shinabaruch. And he put on tefillin, like Kiminig Yisrael, you go to a tzaddik, and the tzaddik puts on tefillin. He says words of Musar and inspiration. And he told him, when the minig is that when you put on your tefillin, you make 7 krichas. How do you know when you count in your machshava? How do you know what to count? How many you have? How do you know this? I'm superfluous here. I'm like, you've outgrown me. Okay, so the Rebbe Chaskel told Rebbe Yitzchak as a little boy, instead of saying Aleph Beis Gimel or 1, 2, 3, say Va'atem Hadveikim Va'vaya Elikeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoy. Yes. So Rebbe Shors adds that it's brought in Megala Amukis in Parshas Emor that the Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'm not going to explain it. Trust me. Is Yira Ava Torah Mitzvah. That you can, whatever. Okay? So he says a myriad. First of all, you have the Mitzvah Maisius, which is the Tzilin Shel Yad. Then you have the Machshava, the thought, the Neshama of a person, which is Torah. Right? And you have together, you have by Torah, by Tzilin, it says, Laman Tia Torah Tashem Beficha. By wearing Tzilin, it's as if you're learning Torah. That's what I'll say. So Rav Amshur adds, I'm ready to give word, Yira Ava Torah Mitzvah is Gematria exactly 981, which is Gematria V'atem Advekim V'ashem Alvikeichim Chayim Kulcham Ayayim, which is the Gemara, the Pratt in the Gemara in Menachos, Tachem Gimel, Omer, Shlokish, Kol HaManiach, Tzvillin, Marichin Lo Yamu V'shnoisav, Shinem Rashem Aleim Yichyu, that's the school of Tzvillin, because Tzvillin is the V'atem Advekim V'ashem Alvikeichim, so V'atem Advekim V'ashem Alvikeichim, you come to what? You come to Arichas Yom. So far, so good. So I got a big thing about tefillin. So that's why I'm just, by way of introduction, why I'm talking about tefillin today. So let me just try to explain, just basically, fundamentally, for simple people, Lashon Ke'erki, the simple, ordinary folk, what is this idea of tefillin that attaches you to the Eibush? What can we learn? What's the idea of Elul, etc., etc.? The Chum Seifer, Meiridik Chum Seifer, and the end of the bar. The Gemara says, "Menachas kishu maniach." What do you put on first? Shalyam. Right. And afterwards, right. Shenem ukshatem ois al yotcha, and then vayilus leitafes beininich. Why? What's the logic in it? We could talk about it till the cows come to roost. I'll get you invited to our mitzvah. You'll hear about it for 100 different events. It says the chesed for moshul ma'adoyim daver. You have a king, Melech Adir. And people want to be makabel the malchus. Says the king, before you makabel meshabeach, although whatever, first there's an enemy of mine who's meirid the malchus. You have to first bind him up. And after you bind up the meirid the malchus, the one rebelling against the king's authority, then you could al derech zeh. A person has tefillin shel rosh, which is in a Torah, which is in keser. Before you could reach the madrega tefillin shel rosh, you have to go and take the. That's why. What hand do you use? Small. Everyone knows in Tanya Perakas, Yamin is always the Mishkan Ha Yetzer Toiv is in the right side. The left side is always the Yetzer Hara. You have to bind up. That with the right hand binds up the left side, the Yad Small, and afterwards you could the Pil Dimyemi. You could open. That's by the way. How many krichas do you make? We just said before. 7. Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, so we discussed this like last week before, that there are sheva shemus, seven midas of the Yetzara. Therefore, we make 7 krichas to bind up each midah of the Yetzara. Fine. Let me just tell you another word where it connects to El. You may remember, like 2 weeks ago, and I could ask people to press the back button from 2 weeks ago. But remember, Shoiftim v'Shoitrim Titim l'cha b'chol sharecha. Shoiftim and Shoitrim says this was emes and real mekaymes. Shoiftim is tefillin shel rosh, the Shoiftim, and Shoiter is bal korchi. That's tefillin shel yad. The kshartim is bal korchi. The heart wants to go where the heart wants to go. It got its own agenda, right? And therefore, first you gotta bind up, as we said to Chum Sofer, you have to bind up. This is Emma says elsewhere. First thing you gotta do is to stifle, to silence the guf because it wants to do kol levaros, right? After you do that, when the guf is still a guf, you bind it, After that, you could come to Machshava, because otherwise, as we said a few weeks ago from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a person is such a meshuchad, the koyach of the sheichad of the taivus olam hazeh is so. There's a famous story, a classical story, which the Eretz Tzvi from the Kozhik Lover brings, that his Rebbe, the Holy Avnezer, was once ill. And he was so ill, doctors forbade him to learn. He couldn't be ma'ayin, like in Amkus. So he found a sefer, which is like a intellectual sefer, whatever, which is mahavel, it makes light, it scoffs, it mocks on all the taivas of Olam Hazeh. So he thinks he has free time, he can't really learn. He'll learn the sefer, which is his shver, the holy kotzker, came in. It's a waste of space. You learn the sefer, and you'll realize 101 intellectual reasons. Well, Olam Hazeh and his taivas, whatever, is all rubbish, right? But at the end of the day, after you finish the sefer, Abur Guf will fort. Kiroshi taivas ayadu. The Guf still wants. There's no other way to destroy the Yetzer Hara, only with Torah. Right? But Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, Mashkeila Bismedrish, right? And therefore, yeah, you start off with just with Viskafya, you break, you stifle the Yitzhara. Then you come to Tfilin Shalrosh. After you finish Tfilin Shalrosh, then you make the Beirastichli, which is the Kiddushin of Chal Yisrael. After, what is it going to do with Elul? Because, just before I even begin to share, because remember there was a Melchema Sichin. Hello? What month did the war against Sichin take place? Anybody out there? El. Take a guess. El. You knew that?
No.
You just did it, yeah. Says this was Emes, the shame of the Dujarim. You're getting the hang of it after all these years. Yeah, I got it. That the klippa of Sichin is the klippa which is Mechuvin Keneged Tfilin Shalosh. Ki Sichin Melech. Next word, folks. Cheshbon. Sichin is the one who wages battle against the Cheshbon. Right? Asher Yoshev b'Cheshbon. Cheshbon is Gematria? 66. I know that also. What is 366? Shem Havayah. Which is the mitzvah which is connected to Shem Havayah? I just said the pasuk. V'rochel ami oretz. Ki Shem Havayah nikro. Shem Havayah is 366. Which is your Tfilin Shel Rosh, hello, which fights against Sichin, Melech Cheshbon, who refuses to allow a Jew to make a Cheshbon Tzadik, Aliba de Nafshe. You remember a pasuk, Al Kain Yoimru, HaMoishlim Boyu Cheshbon. But the Chazal Dashna, HaMoishlim, Elo HaMoishlim B'Yitzram, Boyu V'Nachshe, Cheshbon Nishel Oilom. The Hefzid Mitzvah, can I get Tzchorus, Charaveira, can I get a Seidim, right? Moishlim. You're not initially on the Madregu where you're half by Hapcha, you're like a Chapi Malachim. Moishel, Kiel Hashem Amlucha, Moishel Bagoyim. Kiel Pirish Agrok, Pirish Aglev Yitzhak. By the Goyim, it's a Moishel. But initially, you're Moishel on the Tfilin Shel Yad, on the Taivis of Oilam Hazeh, on the Linkazai, right? And then you come to a higher Madregu. Now, let me try to explain this just briefly. Oh, yeah. The Gemara says two things, one next to the other. V'rochel ami oros kishem avaya nikro lecha omer b'lozar godel. By the way, Ketan Rabbi Lezer, hello, you with me? Like, yeah, hello. One more than years, etc. Eilu tefillin sheberosh. Then the Gemara adds, right? It says a pasuk v'asi roisi as kapai v'risa as achoyrei. Yes. What is the connection between these two statements? That Baruchel Ami'ora, the Shem Havaya, is Tfilin, to the idea that the Eibishter showed Moshe Kesher Shel Tfilin. And why Dafka, the Goyim, are scared? Not when I say a pilpul, not when Dafka Tfilin Shel Rosh, right? That's what scares the Goyim. Not Tfilin Shel Yad, Dafka, right? And what does this got to do with the Kesher Shel Tfilin Me'achir? Right? Okay. You remember a story in the Gemara in Shabbat Tefem Tez, Omer Rav Yaakov, Tfilin Nisi, Tzrich Guf Naki, Kelisha Balkan Afayim. Who is Elisha Balkan Afayim? Once the Malchus was Gezer Agzeru, the Yidin are not allowed to wear which Tfilin? Purush and Shabbos, right? Tefillin Shel Rosh. First of all, Tefillin Shel Yad, they don't seek. It says the pasuk B'Hayol Ois Al Yotcha, right? B'Chol Ois Melacherim Ois. Dafka Tefillin Shel Rosh drives the goyim crackers because it's V'Rochel Ami Oros Kishem Avayin Nigrum. So a shaiter saw him wearing tefillin. He comes back of him, in front of him. He sees him. So what does he do? He takes off the tefillin. He puts it in his hand. So he says, what do you got in your hand? He says, I have kanfei yoino. The wings of a yoino, of a dove. Opens up his hand. And guess what? His tefillin shel rosh miraculously turned into kanfei yoino. Because Kleses Yisrael is doima ki yoino, kanfei yoino lech babakes. What does this Gemara mean? What's happening here? This opens up a whole tumult, which I really wanted to speak about last week, but because I didn't have a chance. There is a more of a shomish in last week's parsha. I don't know if I mentioned it. Okay. Kisei tel mocham al ivecha, right? Bishop these of the kisei tel mocham al ivecha. It should have said grammatically, your captive of him, you'll take his captive. What do you mean you'll take captive? His captive. So the Mevar Shomesh says, I've had the time, you've spent hours talking about this. When a person, he says, when the Eitz Hara comes to a person at what age? Gemara, Chelek, Gemara, all over the place. The Eitz Hara starts from the time you were born. Rabbi and Rabbi is up there. Yeah. La Pesach Atas Rivitz. When is the Gemara Knesses Hanesham in a person? By Bar Mitzvah. Says the Marv Shomesh is the Eitz, the Nefesh Abam is the Eitz Hara, always had a head start. Asher Alkein. You could stand on your head and spit wooden nickels. But the teva, the chumriyus dika, ego, self, whatever, of a person is mutba, is the teva from creation, from birth. You're selfish. To be able to do something total l'shem shamayim is beyond human possibility, initially. But a person's going to say, okay, I'm not going to be myrach. I gave a whole pilpul about this years ago. Here, actually, that the emes is a homachlikus. We discussed Tosfos and the shittas Harambam, shittas Baruch Arzurua, the way the Alter Rebbe in Maimonim Ketzorim and the Talmud Torah, plays the Yevilez of the Alter Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov. They all say when it's Gemara says Lo Oylam Yilmeid Adam Torah Sheloy Lishma Shemitoch Sheloy Lishma Vav Lishma. Lo Oylam means it's not just a good piece of advice. There is no escape. But you have to start Shaloi Lishma, and you horav, and you whatever, you will come to Lishma. I, the Rambam, hold that a person who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma is taking the holiest thing in the entire universe and using it for your own selfish, not talking about the cancer, like Tosfos says, but even like the coven, whatever, is like the greatest Aveira. And a person who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma is. Torah becomes Taman Bovis, and Noyach Loishin Nepach Shadiyach Yom Pono. I can throw 100 Gemaras, the negativity, the Aveir in learning Torah Lishma, but you got no prayer. What are you going to do? Sit there, I'm not going to learn Torah until I am. The Vaila, what are you going to do? Go to a casino, like mess around, sit in the park. So you have no choice. This is brought from the Toldus, this is brought from Gedalia Blinit, Shuiz Chayn, all this part, you have no choice but to start Shaloi Lishma. And you're far away from your Kavana Brura, Kavana Zaka, and you have to ask the Eibishter to give me the schus, I'm trying my best, and the Eibish El Molei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizrele, Yochele, that if you really are sincere, the Eibish will give you the Tilna Mimina, we get the Pasuk, Eirich Yomim Mimina, Smol Oisha Bekovein, that when you start off Mimina, like my Minimbo, which is Lishma, then the Eibush will give you everything else with it. And so where do you start off with? Torah Shalom Lishma. Right? When you learn Torah Shalom Lishma, says the Marinayim, I'm losing it. The says the Mar Vashamish. If you look in the new Madur, the Vashamish, like three gazillion Mekubolim, Chaim Vital, and Dar Rizal, and all the Sifrei Vashem, right? Talmidav. The Torah that you learn is given over to the hands of the Chitzoinim, powers of evil. I quote all the time the word from Shulazer Ratzvet Hashem in Kamdamo, the second youngest son of the Holy Divrei Chaim, that before Mashiach comes, 95% of Torah and Mitzvah is in the hands of the Tamachmen. It's like a bunch of sends shudders down your spine. Very few people learn Torah Lishma, but you can't wait. You got to do your best at the moment and then ask the Eibishter for the Siyata Lishmaim. The same thing when I put on tefillin. What's tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh? What I'm saying now is from an Atzei Chaim, Satmar of his brother. It's all there. I'm just saying it easy from Rav Pinchas Friedman. First, you put on tefillin shel yad, where the Eitz Hara is alive and well, and you're kuyf to the Eitz Hara of the Skafia, just to break yourself. And your kavana is not so pure. After you put on tefillin shel yad, you then put on tefillin shel rosh. When you reach a madrega of Torah Lishma, and the Marv Shomer says it's clear, then Limafreya, the Torah that's a hostage by the powers of Chitzonim, will now come back to the powers of Kedusha. And that's Pat Visha Visa Shivya. That which the Yetzer Hara, which the Koyach Sitra Achra took as a hostage, will come back to you. You with me? And that's Pshat, the Eibishter Shel Moshe. Show me, Eibishter, how could I be ibergeven to Kvet Shemayim for the Eibishter, for the Shechina Kvet? Says the Eibishter, ki lo yirani adam b'choy. A person can't chap malochen in one go and suddenly be worried about the galus Hashechina, whatever, when what interests him is a sushi and a pizza and a chleis, right? What do you got to do? You got to horror the, you got to do your best as you can with the kvetchus you have now. And v'ra'isa es achoyrei, you'll see the back. What is the ochor of the head? The able to wear tefillin. What is the back? I know that, but what part of the tefillin? The kesher. You may notice in the tefillin shel rosh, there are the kesher, and from the kesher comes two ritzus. Right? One on the right side and one on the left side. Which is longer in your tefillin?
Right.
Because one is Ma'aminim and one is Masmi'ilim. And the purpose of the Kesher, which that's the place, which makes the Kesher between the mind, the Neshama Sheva Meichi, and the rest of your body, that is connects the right and the left, Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, and that has an effect. That is the idea why when Yayin Baal Kenafayim, hello? What was this miracle? I mean, they just make miracles, Samazoi, to show whatever. And he turns tefillin into kanfei yoina. What is kanfei yoina? A dove's wings. What does a yoina do with the kanfayim? You don't have to be very smart to figure this out. He flies. If a yoina don't got no kanfayim, he ain't flying anywhere. That fear to, I don't know much about, I failed biology in school, whatever, anthropology, zoology, whatever. But I know if you don't have kanfayim, you can't go flying. What does the Gemara say? One pasuk says, "Ki gadol ad shemayim chazdecho." The other pasuk says, "Ki gadol me'al shemayim chazdecho." When you do lishma, you go reach heaven. Al shemayim. When the shaloi lishma, it's ad shemayim, right? When you reach that madrega, etc., etc. So the emes is even when we speak about God, no time to elaborate. When we speak about the koyach of Torah and Torah brosi yitarah brosi Torah tavlin. I make mention all the time that the Archaim HaKadosh in Aflom, in the Sefer on Ksuvis, the Torah really only 100% is effective if you learn Torah Lishma. All the school is about the Koyach of Torah is when you learn Torah Lishma. How do I know? The Gemara says, Olam Yargazol Vim Yitzer Toi Val Yitzer Nitzchoy Mutu Vim Lav Yasek B'Teir Nitzchoy Mutu Vim Lav Sei Kriya Shma. What do you mean? I learned Torah. Nitzchoy Mutu Vim Lav. What do you mean, Lav? You just told me Brasi Yitzhara Brasi Yitzhara Tavlin. Is the Charaya said that? Well, the Archaim HaKadosh says this in, right? Only through Torah Lishma could you taka machnia the Yitzhara. Right? But you got to do what you got to do. And then the Eivish to Tziata Dishmai. There's a pasuk which says, the Rav Toiv from the Tavlev. It's like shocking words. He says, "Pasas Rab Lachem Soyud Es Aharazeh Tnu Lachem Safayinu." So he says a marshal of a guy was dancing Simchas Torah, Simcha, and suddenly he realizes the Yetzer Hara is by him in Boich. He's dancing with him. So he says, "This Shegetzainer, what are you doing here? Get lost, beat it, scram, take a long walk up a short pier. Why are you following me around? I'm dancing with Simchas Torah, Gevalt. I'm like, after Yisaladat, Chalpai, whatever." Right? So the Yetzer Hara tells him, "In Shegetzainer, who do you think was with you all the time that you learned and you're horrifying, whatever? I was there." So therefore the Pasuk says, Rav Lachem, what does the Pasuk say? Rav Lachem, Sayyid is Har Azeh, enough with this Har. Who is called the Har? How do you know? Because the Gemara says, Tzadikim Nidbolehem Kahar. There's a big mountain. Get rid of the Yetzer Hara, and Tzul Lachem Tzafun, and you'll be able to get rid of the Tzafun. One of the seven names of the Yetzer Hara is Tzafun, right? And that you get when a person is Erlich, and that is the Avodah of Shevet God, right? Which is to Mechaber the Guf and the Neshama, the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, right? By the time I would explain much more, but I don't. But that is the Cheshbon Tzadik that he has to make in the month of El, the whole of the entire, to be sincere, and to ask the Eibishter, Vashem Yor Einai, right? And through that Tzchus, the Tzchus of learning, the Tzchus of Erlichkeit, the Eibishter will open up our hearts, and we'll be Zoyche to Kisavei El Ha'ores. Kisavei is Rashi, Tavei is Rashi Tevis, and this is Parsha. Tayra Gula Machinecha. All Yidin Ben Geben, for the Ksivu Chsim B'Teva, Kisavei El Ha'ores, which refers to Eretz Yisrael. And what does that Tayra start with the words? Kumi Eirech, Kiva Eirech, Kumi Eirech, Kiva Eirech. And how does it end? Ki Ani Hashem, Be'itach Yishena, all of Kal Yisrael, Shev Hashnath, Gula, Be'Yeshua, Be'Geshem, Be'Bruchis.
Oh, mate! Oh, yeah. Just leave
the lead. Totally.